Welcome to News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now, the news for December 27, 2021. Walt Disney World has renamed its special passes that are given to charitable wish-granting organizations to the Disney Wishes Pass. That'll begin on January 10th. The pass has previously been known as the Genie Wish Pass, meaning the name change is likely to avoid confusion with the paid Disney Genie Plus service, the free Disney Genie service, and all of those. Of course, the upcharge Genie Plus service includes Lightning Lane, which allows you to skip the line at attractions, and obviously the Disney Wishes Pass, starting January 10th, will be given to these families, which will also allow them to skip to the front of the line as well. So this is to avoid confusion when, I guess, guests are talking to cast members about which offering they have. There's obviously, those are both very different things. So it's good that cast members will be able to delineate the two. With just days to go until the end of Disney's Magical Express, signage for the service is already being removed all across Walt Disney World at the resort hotels. Outside of the Contemporary, the signs have already been replaced with ones for airport shuttle departures, referencing the upcharge Mears Connect service and others that will replace Magical Express. Without it mentioning Mears or Magical Express, this should hopefully reduce confusion for guests traveling to and from the airport over the next week. The new sign can be found outside the main entrance canopy at the Contemporary, but now it's just about everywhere at this point. The final day of operation for Magical Express will be December 31st, with Mears Connect taking over beginning January 1st, and reservations for the new service, which range from $16 per adult for a one-way trip to $200 for premium service for up to four guests, are now available. Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary has brought us plenty of merchandise, but if you want a whole lot of exclusive items and don't mind a large price tag, it's hard to beat Shop Disney's $500 box. If you've been looking to see how much you get for $500, be sure to check out our unboxing video right here on the channel. I open the entire $500 box, so you don't have to. Maybe you don't want to spend $500. So check it out again right here on the channel. The latest piece of merchandise for the 50th anniversary has arrived at the resort, and it's looking super stylish. It's a button-down short-sleeve shirt by Rain Spooner, now available. It's, in fact, the one I'm wearing right now. It features the icons of all four parks, along with the artwork to mark the big 5-0. The tag is pretty in itself, featuring the classic Walt Disney World word mark, along with the Mickey Mouse globe icon with the 50 in it. That's the Vault Collection logo, by the way. And on an iridescent blue background with plenty of stars and fireworks, Cinderella Castle, Spaceship Earth, the Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror, and the Tree of Life appear patterned on the shirt, and the top of the castle can be seen inside the 50 that's also on the shirt. Retails for $115. We found at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom. It's also a creation shop. It's at a number of locations. The latest addition to the Mickey Waffle collection has finally arrived. We found the new Loungefly Mickey Waffle ear headband in the Emporium and Uptown Jewelers of the Magic Kingdom. These ears may be all about Mickey Waffles, but they are still in the classic Minnie Mouse style with a large bow in the center. The ears are white and dotted with many Mickey Waffles, and the bow and headband are patterned like a classic crisscross waffle. A melting pat of butter sits in the center, and the Disney Loungefly placard is on the side of the headband. It retails for $39.99. It's also on shopdisney.com. The latest addition to the many, many pieces of merchandise celebrating the 50th anniversary has arrived. It's got plenty of nostalgic surprises. This statue by Jim Shore features Cinderella Castle in the pink and blue color scheme that was painted for the anniversary. But as is typical with Shore's work, when you get up close, there's a lot of detail. Ornate leaves are patterned from the castle all the way down to the base, and the bottom of the castle holds the best surprises, featuring nods to classic Magic Kingdom attractions, including the clock face from It's a Small World, a horse from the Prince Charming Regal Carousel. The back has the partner statue with Walt and Mickey Mouse on it. Space Mountain is also there, a teacup from the Mad Tea Party, as well a boat from Peter Pan's flight. Maybe it's a Jolly Roger. I think it's just the Peter Pan flight vehicle. And finally, Adventureland is represented with a boat from the Jungle Cruise. The sculpture retails for $175, found it at Bonjour Village Gifts. We swam our way over to the Coral Reef Restaurant in Epcot to try their 50th anniversary key lime tart. It's topped with toasted meringue, iridescent shimmer, sprinkles, and chocolate garnish. The dessert costs $9. The review on our website. Disney shared various previews during the Disney Parks Magical Christmas Day Parade broadcast. However, we noticed they did not mention once the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, which will open on March 1st, 2022, with those two-night voyages costing between $5,000 and $6,000. Disney has faced quite a bit of backlash for the price and many of the previews they've made as of late. Also, a number of guests seem to be canceling their experience before payment is due. this is really interesting what's happening here. Of course, the Disney Parks Christmas Day Parade has been a staple on television for decades now. And in all those decades, one of the major highlights has been they would preview pretty much anything that was opening the next year, right? So I remember, you probably remember in more recent years, when they previewed Pandora, the World of Avatar, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, just that December prior to them opening. This is the first thing in my lifetime that I remember them completely omitting from the broadcast, especially with just 3 months to go before the opening, actually less than 3 months to go before the opening. That's pretty crazy that the feedback was so bad on the last preview that they're like, you know what, let's not bother right now. I'd be curious to know if anything was produced. I tend to think something was, and it just never made air. So, I'd love to know. A new Magic Band themed Alice in Wonderland in the United Kingdom Pavilion is now available. We spotted it at the Dark Room at Disney's Hollywood Studios. That's not a typo. That's where it is, even though it's an Epcot Magic Band. It's a limited edition of 1,000. It's both the Magic Band and the box have beautiful pastel colors that make us dream of spring. On the back of the box is a beautiful design of Alice surrounded by flowers, the White Rabbit, and the Cheshire Cat. Alice is largely featured on the Magic Band, enjoying a cup of tea, and designs of the United Kingdom Pavilion are also featured on the Magic Band. It's $39.99. The latest toy set built by the Droid Factory is a set of four from the fan favorite show, The Mandalorian. The set features four figures of R6-D3, MA-13, R1, and NOAH. All different types of droids populate the Star Wars galaxy, and each is different, has their own unique personality and colors. And these four, again, are featured in the Mandalorian show. And you'll find this at Keystone Clothiers at Disney's Hollywood Studios for $44.99. During our latest ride of Toy Story Mania at Hollywood Studios, we noticed a big change in the queue. You may recall a period where a portion of the queue was actually closed. Guests were lining up outdoors in a backstage area for a while because the roll-down fire shutter or fire door had been a problem for a while. So rather than continue to have that problem, they've built a wall and two fire doors in place of that. And they are themed, thankfully. This is great. One doorway looks like a cardboard box. Another one looks like a pile of blocks. And then in between, they have a bunch of dominoes. What's really cool about this is they actually put in order to make it a firewall, it has to be a complete wall. You are limited in the amount of window space or glass you can have in a firewall. So this meets that criteria. But what's nice is it doesn't make it feel like it actually is a wall. It just seems like there's kind of a stack of dominoes in the way. So it's a good addition. It looks good. Good way to solve a problem. Meanwhile, at the exit of Toy Story Mania, we noticed this incredibly themed new soda machine. It looks like something out of a 1980s playset, evoking memories of a simpler time, if you're an older guest like me. The machine looks as if it was made of several pieces of plastic, and the fruit and eggs sit on shelves made of, they look like they're made of plastic and attached to the piece. And there's also a sticker reminder to buy milk and bread on the side, which makes no sense, even though this looks like a vending machine, more so than something that someone would use as a refrigerator in their home. But regardless, it's probably our favorite prop in all of Toy Story Land. This is great. Some of the other Toy Story Lands have a lot of stuff like this. I know I've talked at length about the Al's Toy Barn shop in Shanghai, where it's Uber themed and it's great. So more of this, please. This is wonderful. A new limited release Magic Band exclusive to Walt Disney World pass holders is now available. It's brown with a white puck at the center, and it features the adorable orange bird on one end of the Magic Band and the 2022 pass holder logo. And the Walt Disney World logo is on the other end. We found it at the Dark Room at Hollywood Studios for $34.99, and it celebrates the Sunshine Tree Terrace, which of course was an opening day offering at the Magic Kingdom, which is what all the recent Magic Bands for pass holders have been celebrating. The extended evening hours schedule is available for Magic Kingdom and Epcot through March 2nd of 2022. These are, of course, available to guests staying at Disney Deluxe Resorts or Deluxe Villas and other select hotels. Most extended evening hours at Magic Kingdom are on Wednesdays, with the exception of Friday, February 4th and Monday, February 21st. And Epcot extended hours are mostly on Mondays, with the exception of Wednesday, February 23rd. Extended hours last for 2 hours after the park closes to regular guests. And the full extended hours schedule can be found on our website. It's worth noting, the Epcot Extended Hours now includes Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. Though we're a long way from showtime, the El Capitan Theater is beginning to take shape as construction continues on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway at Disneyland. The latest milestone has been reached as construction has begun on the theater's marquee. Right now, it's just a collection of steel framework, but from the right angle, it's possible to see the marquee's early form. In fact, if you look at the concept art, you really get a decent idea of what part of the building is taking shape. Cherry Picker's stage at the site aid in construction, and to the right of the marquee, more of the attraction's facade is being constructed as well. Metal can be seen on the building's exterior. All in all, it looks like Mickey's Toontown will have a new marquee attraction soon. Not that soon, though. 2023 is the expectation on that one. The entrance sign for the single rider line at Web Slingers A Spider-Man Adventure in Avengers Campus has been removed. A single rider sign has always been displayed since the attraction's opening in June, but the single rider line was never actually used. Now, it seems like it never will be. It's gone. Back in August, Love Pop announced they would open a new store for their unique 3D paper art and greeting cards in the downtown Disney District in Anaheim. Now the store is finally open, and we have a full tour of the new location over on our website for you to check out. With the Omicron variant of COVID-19 spreading globally, Disneyland Paris is reportedly preparing for the possibility of closures and cancellations, including a potential resort-wide shutdown, according to outside ears. The report claims that cancellations and postponements of resort hotel stays have increased in recent weeks. Many hotels are reporting lower fill rates than earlier in the month, a drastic drop from the large crowds that normally visit during the Christmas season. Once the holidays have passed, the resort is allegedly considering temporarily closing one or two of their hotels in January. Another element that might be affected is the nighttime spectaculars. Even though Disney Illuminations has just returned, it's possible that performances of the show could be suspended once again, along with the recently debuting Mickey's Dazzling Christmas Parade. Additionally, the resort has also put plans for fireworks on New Year's Eve on hold while they consult with local services on how to proceed. With the news of all these possible closures, there's concern that things could escalate to the point where the resort may have to close once again, putting many cast members out of work. And a source connected to management told Outside Ears, quote, "The question of a new closure can no longer be brushed aside, though they remain optimistic that it won't come to that," saying, quote, "We will only close if the government obliges us to do so. But before that, we have several levers of action. Return is of physical distancing, closure of hotel capacities, recourse to government measures such as the APLD and partial unemployment. This is a situation that we have already experienced and measures that we know how to implement quickly. Refurbishments previously scheduled throughout 2022 have already been pushed forward in order to take advantage of a slower season than usual. With Disneyland Paris's 30th anniversary looming, hope remains that the worst will pass before the celebration begins on March 6th. Disneyland Paris did announce, however, that they have canceled the New Year's Eve party due to COVID conditions in France and measures from the government. Both parks will be open for extended hours, though, on December 31st. Walt Disney Studios Park will be open from 9 a.m. until 12:30 a.m. I think that's a record for that park. While Disneyland Paris will remain open until 1 a.m., Disney's Enchanted Christmas will continue as scheduled until January 9th. Something big has arrived at Disney's Hotel New York, the Art of Marvel, for the holidays. It's a gigantic ornament featuring Iron Man. Ant-Man would have made sense, but this giant Iron Man ornament is now on display at the Resort Hotel in Paris. The artwork was designed by British artist Liam Brazier, who discussed his work in a new video from Imagineering. Being a huge Disney Parks fan, Brazier also created, some of the art seen in the suites, specifically in the hotel, which of course you can tour all of those right here on our YouTube channel, cheap plug, described the ornament as an amazing opportunity while also describing his process of figuring out what angular shapes to use as laborious. He also mentioned that there may be a hidden Mickey somewhere on the ornament, so eagle-eyed fans should keep an eye out for a bit of Disney magic. Guests will soon be able to live out their royal fantasies at the Disneyland Hotel in Paris as ambitious transformations of the hotel are underway. From Disneyland Paris, quote, "The massive transformation of the Disneyland Hotel, the flagship icon located at the entrance of Disneyland Park, has just begun after several months of preparation following the announcement in April. This early phase has readied the site for the work to come, in particular emptying the hotel of its furniture with many pieces made available to cast members." Man, I would have given anything to own some of that furniture. It's great. As part of the resort's ongoing efforts to support the surrounding community, Disneyland Paris also took the opportunity to donate more than 1,500 furniture pieces to three organizations supporting local communities. And with the progress of this exciting project, Disneyland Paris continues its strategy of enhancing the guest experience through innovation and a commitment to excellence, infusing even more Disney franchises and storytelling into this five-star hotel for a renewed and even more immersive experience. And when it reopens, it'll take on the royal theme and become the true kingdom of many of the Disney princesses and princes, with beautifully decorated rooms and suites inspired by classics such as Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty, as well as recent hits like Tangled and Frozen. And at the same time, all hotel areas will be upgraded and redesigned to offer enhanced accommodations with upgraded technologies, from online check-in to in-room connectivity. There will also be an expansion to the boutique and fitness areas featuring an extended pool, spa, and gym. And young guests can rest assured that the Princess for a Day experience will return, reimagined for a comeback, providing an even more royal experience. The culinary offering will be improved and even extended into the lobby, and an additional lounge will be created to provide hotel guests even more choices in how they spend their stay, along with tasty food and beverage offerings. The hotel's exterior will remain its charming Victorian style it's always been and continue to blend harmoniously into the world of Disneyland Paris's Main Street USA, with the facades, roofs, and woodwork to be completely refurbished, as well as the hotel's parking area and new entry sequence. This enchanting reimagining of the hotel is sure to surprise and delight both loyal and new guests in search of immersion and impeccable service at Disneyland Paris. Although the Tower of Terror at DisneySea is normally rather tame compared to the other versions in the U.S. and France, for nearly a quarter of the year, it gets quite an upgrade. And for the first time since 2020, Tokyo DisneySea will present Tower of Terror Unlimited, which features two different ride sequences to keep guests visiting the Hotel Hightower on their toes. This is the first attraction overlay to return to Tokyo Disney Resort since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Tower of Terror Unlimited runs January 6th through March 30th of 2022 at Tokyo DisneySea. Earlier this year, Mickey's Filler Magic at the Magic Kingdom went under refurbishment for around a month to perform some technical upgrades, along with the addition of the new scene themed to Pixar's Coco. Now, a quiet addition to the Tokyo Disney Resort refurbishment calendar has revealed that a long renovation is coming next year to that attraction in Tokyo. While no confirmation has been made by the Oriental Land Company as of yet, it's possible that this extended refurbishment, the first of its kind since the attraction opened in 2011, could bring improvements recently added to Walt Disney World, such as that digital projection system, which with it in Magic Kingdom brought the Coco scene. So we would assume the Coco scene will be coming to Japan. It'll be closed from July 4th through September 13th, 2022. And if you're saying 2 months, that's not an extended refurbishment. Well, it's worth noting at Tokyo Disneyland and Tokyo DisneySea, they do annual maintenance. And when you do annual maintenance, you only have to close for 2 to 4 weeks every year. And almost every attraction closes for that every year. And that, when you do that, you don't have to close attractions for like 6 months to a year because you don't have to replace so much. So keep that in mind. The Explorers Club restaurant in Mystic Point in Hong Kong Disneyland has reopened as a semi-buffet, reported HKDL Fantasy on Twitter. They shared photos of the restaurant on Twitter this week. Explorers Club restaurant was previously a counter service restaurant, but a buffet has replaced the checkout area. The pickup counters have been turned into beverage stations. Explorers Club features Mystic Manor-inspired desserts as well. You see there's one with Albert the monkey on it. Very cute. The placemat, though, is amazing. It features several references to Sea, the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, including one to Hotel Hightower, which we just talked about, Tower of Terror, moments ago. How cool is that? It's a great restaurant. The interior is beautiful. It's a great land and Mystic Manor. Probably the best Disney ride on the planet. For more information on these stories and more, head on over to WDWNT.com. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Hotel, park tickets, dining, and more. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. The Vacationeer, the official travel agency of WDWNT. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, make sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Looking for the latest in Disney news on the go? Then download WDWNT, the app. From news to videos to park hours and more, WDWNT, the app is your one-stop shop for the latest from the Disney world. Available on iPhone and Android, just search for WDWNT in your device's app store.
Thank you.